Oh, having a ball. It's a lot of fun. Everybody's coming into town. It's a pretty exciting day. So, and it's just, we're just getting started.
You know, it is an amazing thing, and I'm trying to remember, you've probably not been down there as president of NDSU at Frisco before, right?
This is my second trip down here. My very first year we came down here as well. So this is my third year. I'm in the middle of my third year as president.
So. Okay, yeah, all right. So it is it's a special place. What kind of how would you compare the fan base and everything going on? You know, related to the, you know, it's funny because I think Bison fans take a lot for granted, and for a lot of years there, they just thought, well, they're going to be there every year, and it's going to be fun. And some of the early years, it kind of drifted off a little bit, and now having not been there, you know, it seems to be some renewed enthusiasm. Are you seeing that among the fans?
Yeah, it seems like everywhere you go, there are Bison in every restaurant or crossing the street or, you know, we all started our morning at Shields. We came all the way down here to go to Shields to get some warmer clothing, and the place was full of Bison fans.
What a great idea.
Yeah, they're everywhere. There's certainly a ton of enthusiasm, yeah.
That's awesome. What does this mean for NDSU? I mean, national TV, Monday night, you know, again in the championship game, you know, some people I don't think connect those dots between football and what it does for the brand of NDSU. How would you put that into words?
And it doesn't hurt. You got Trey Lance and Carson Wentz, and I mean some serious NFLers putting you on the map too.
Yeah, they both, you know, played yesterday, which is great. And we had Trey Lance handing the ball off to Hunter in the football game down here. And so yeah, Bison across the board had a pretty good day yesterday. And you know, back to your question on the you know, so I grew up in Iowa, then I was down in Kansas for about 25 years or so, and I can tell you the brand of NDSU, for a lot of different reasons, is well known throughout the Midwest, and it extends all the way down to Texas and Frisco for the obvious reasons of the excellence that we've had in athletics. And it's a big deal for us to get our name out there. Branding is huge. Athletics is the front porch to the university, and there's lots of other reasons why we're well known throughout the Midwest, but certainly having this kind of a level of sustained excellence is a big, big deal for us. And so I take it, to me, it's an incredibly important part of the university.
What is your take on ultimately NDSU making a step to the FBS?
Yeah, well, you know, we've just continued to say if we get that phone call, we're always going to be intrigued by it and willing to listen and see what's going to happen there. We want to compete at the highest levels, and obviously we do quite well and at the FCS level as well. And boy, the world is changing in college athletics across the board, and certainly even with some of this conference realignment stuff. And so we're always interested to hear what people might have to say on that front, but we're also really proud to be in the FCS and in the FCS championship.
Yeah, and I mean, that's a national story. And again, you know, the national coverage that comes from it really is. There's no doubt about it. But, you know.
You know, Scott, there's no other NFL ended yesterday, so we're on the main stage tonight. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, it is. And it's going to be, I can't imagine what the, it'll be great because the viewership will be fantastic, and it's going to be great. Do you have any kind of a wager with your counterpart at Montana State or anything going on there? Like, any trash talk going on between you two or anything?
No trash talk, nothing like that. So, you know, we've interacted with quite a few Montana State folks here. There are a few pre-meetings and things around just Team Frisco down here opens up their doors. They do an amazing job. We kind of jokingly call it Fargo South, but that's what it certainly feels like. And so been around a lot of their leaders the last few days. But, you know, great program, amazing university, great land grant. We look a lot alike, but no friendly wagers yet. But I guess the day's not over, so we'll see.
Let's switch gears here, and we'll talk about the new year for NDSU. There have been some challenges, yeah, obviously in the past, but the numbers really look good. Tell me a little bit about what you expect, what you're most excited about for the new year.
Yeah, I appreciate you asking, and so I heard you talking to Leader LaFleur on right before me, and so. You know, it's legislative time, so right after the football game, I jump on a plane and I head right back to North Dakota to get to the State of the State address with the new governor and get rolling in that regard. So this will be my second legislative session. Really appreciated the support from the legislature last time, and pretty pumped to be doing this again. They're very good to us. They make us earn it, and I appreciate that, and I'm pretty excited about, you know, what the future holds in that regard as far as the session goes, too. Got a lot of nice priorities teed up.
How about enrollment? How's things looking in that regard?
Yeah, you know, so with enrollment at NDSU, it had dropped for about a decade or so. And so just kind of slowly, incrementally, and we came in and what we call NDSU Transform. We've made a lot of investment around what I'd call enrollment, but student success, which includes, you know, student retention and progression, among a number of other areas. And all of the hard work they're doing is starting to pay off. So last fall, we stabilized things. So our enrollment, it's kind of a funny thing to say, but we had exactly the same number of students in the fall as we'd had the previous fall. And so that was a nice trend to stop and start turning around. And we're feeling pretty good about what next fall looks like. And a lot of that is, you know, putting in a lot of these student success programs, but it's also, we shut down a lot of academic programs in my first 2 years here. And we've also stood up a number of them that are really based on what the workforce needs are of North Dakota. And I think those kind of decisions that have really been driven by a bunch of different industry partnerships, helping us understand how to work with them better, stand up the right kind of curriculum, what do the best kind of internships looks like, and so on. And so those things are paying off. It'll take a little time, but feeling really good about all of that.
You mentioned the cuts that happened in the past. Are the cuts done, do you believe? I mean, is that chapter closed and 2025 will bring, you know, stabilization, as you're saying, enrollment, everything else? Do you think the cuts are you've done what you need to do?
You know, I don't think I'll ever do what I need to do, in the sense that, you know, just like in the business world, we got to keep transforming. We have to keep evolving. We can't get comfortable. And so I expect that we're going to keep grinding away and keep trying to be the very best we can. And the world's changing around us, and we need to change around us as well. And so I expect that, you know, there's going to be a little bit of an evolution constantly. And that's how we keep getting better. And that's how we strive for excellence.
Right? What more can be done? What part of the legislative priority on workforce should be directed to higher ed beyond what we currently do?
Yeah, so this is a real priority for me and for NDSU. This last year, we stood up an industry board. Dave Gooden, formerly the CEO of MDU Resources, he had just stepped down, and we grabbed him and brought together people across the state to really help us think about kind of the answer to your question, I think. What's the future of higher education, and how do we work better with industry? And so we spent the last year really working on that issue, and we will continue to drive and charge ahead on that. But I think for us, it's really making sure the degrees that we're standing up are relevant to North Dakota. They work well and are aligned with where our industry really thinks the education needs to be. So it's industry, I would say, informed education, I think, is the future. And for us, what we're really going to be pushing are things that I think are at the core of NDSU. So it's going to be engineering and ag tech for us. The last session, the state invested in an amazing engineering complex for us. We want to make sure we're really driving that thing home. And so that's going to be a space for us. And then also, you know, we're the lone pharmacy school in the state. We do a lot of great work in the allied science space and, of course, the largest nursing program in the state. And so we want to continue to make those kind of programs that are really, you know, high demand programs. That's where we want to put a lot of our energy, and then do the kind of research that informs those disciplines that really make a big difference to North Dakota and the upper Midwest.
One piece of that is a newly announced Bison to the Bakken program. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing there.
Yeah, thank you for bringing that up. We're proud of that one. And so when I started a couple summers ago, I just made it a real point to get across the state. And so I've spent just really time pretty much in every county across the state. It started certainly with agriculture, but I kept hearing, you know, we need you out here. We need you out west beyond agriculture. And so I brought our deans out to the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference in Bismarck a while back, and they started hearing what the industry folks needed and what leaders across the state. And so I got to give credit to our deans. They came back with this idea of, let's get our students out across North Dakota. Let's get them out to the Bakken. And it's going to be beyond energy, but I love the ring of Bison to the Bakken. And so this next semester, our students, they're almost going to be like studying abroad. They will engage across the state, travel across the state, learn what North Dakota is all about. I get teased, they'll get west of I-29 out of Fargo, right? So they'll get west to learn, you know, if you've never been to the Bakken, you can't explain it. You got to see it. You got to kind of hang out there a little bit. And I've done a tiny bit of that. And so we want to see our students moving forward, doing more of that as well. So this will be, for starters, business, agriculture, and engineering students, but I'm sure it'll grow beyond that after our kind of pilot semester next semester.
I would say besides the price of oil, the number one limiting factor on more oil and gas production in North Dakota is workforce. So, I mean, it's needed.
Right.
It's needed from all of us, everybody, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, and we need to let our students see the amazing opportunities, the incredible work that's going out there. But, you know, if they don't get out there, it's harder for them to kind of put two and two together. So we're trying real hard to be better at that.